A campaign is underway to help a North Korean Christian. Churches are needed to push a Bible drive, and hygiene training yields clean hearts in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Voice of the Martyrs has launched a worldwide campaign to free Sun Jun Nam, a former North Korean Army officer awaiting public execution for being a Christian. VOM's Todd Nettleton says this is an unusual situation.
It's actually fairly rare to have a name and a face about a North Korean prisoner because the country is so closed. And so since we did have that specific information in this case, we want to use this to draw attention not only to this case, but to the overall situation for Christians in North Korea.
Nettleton says they're asking people to write letters and send email on Sun Jun Nam's behalf, which will then be mailed to the North Korean delegation to the UN. It's also a message of hope for the embattled church.
Pray for this prisoner, for Sun Jun Nam. Pray for his encouragement. Pray for his health. We know that North Korean jails are not safe places. I think we can also pray that he'll have opportunities to share his faith even while he is in prison.
Next, malnutrition is sharply rising in Chad as a result of the onslaught of Sudanese refugees. Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee is responding to the crisis with food, seeds, and tools. CRWRC has joined the Global Relief Alliance to create sources of clean water, grow vegetables during the dry season, and provide food to feed Chadian families until the new crop can be harvested. By meeting the physical needs, their team becomes a living example of the hope of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. With rising tensions worldwide between Muslims and Christians, Global Advance is preparing indigenous church leaders for an evangelistic paradigm shift. David Shibley explains.
The times being as volatile as they are, it is very, very incumbent that we once again seize this historic sense of urgency for the gospel.
Global Advance is holding training conferences in nearly 20 countries in the next 2 months. The conferences are designed to spark ministry vision and provide evangelistic tools for indigenous church leaders. In the event, doors slam shut to foreigners.
Any piece of material, any resources in so many developing nations is just viewed as gold by these dear pastors who are very capable and yet have very limited resources. So we're very grateful that we can give both inspiration and challenge for the fulfilling of the Great Commission.
Pray that leaders are strengthened. Next, millions of Christians around the world need Bibles. They'd do just about anything to have God's Word in their hands. Love Package's founder and president, Stephen Schmidt, is doing something about it, and he needs the help of the church.
Well, we're asking churches all across America to do a Bible drive. Did set a time aside, maybe the whole month of August, and just say, everybody in the congregation, find the Bibles that are laying around your home, bring it, collect it, and send it to us. We're hoping to collect somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 Bibles in the month of August for shipment overseas.
This project is Love Package's first ever nationwide Bible drive. According to Schmidt, English Bibles can help a lot of people around the world.
Zambia is 100% English, so is Liberia. India is even 20% English, so you got 1.5 billion people there, so that's a lot of people, the population of the United States.
If your church would like to participate, go to our website. And people in a district outside of Raipur, India, are ready to help their neighbors. While building wells in 10 surrounding villages, Living Water International began a program in mid-May to teach 24 locals how to improve personal hygiene. In these villages, only 30% of the people have access to clean water. The trainees were mostly Hindu, but during the training, they were able to see Christ's love in action. Pray for the 24 as they begin to share about improved hygiene in their villages. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devin Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God and the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devin Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available at 1-800-995-4828 or get one at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.